Yiddish now is the Eishes Ochiv Shloihoye Balomai. It's interesting. You have your brother that wasn't alive at the same time. Rashi says, what's the case? Two brothers, both have the same parents, but one brother died before the second brother was even born. What's the case? It's Rashi. Kegoin Ruvein Shemei Fulei Bonim. Ruvein died without any children. V'noimed Le'ach Li'acha Misa. And after Ruvein died, then Ruvein's mother gave birth to another boy. So Maisa, let's say the Shimon that's born now, really he's called Ruvein's brother, just they weren't alive at the same time. Kol Zaman Ruvein was alive, he didn't have his brother yet. His brother was born first after he died. Such a case. Again, they're going Ruvein, Shemeis, B'lai Bonim. Ruvein died without any children. And he was born a brother, his mother gave birth after he died. Ushmai Levi, his name is Levi. Now, Ruvein was just died, but he had a brother, Shimon, that was alive with him. So now that Ruvein died, V'omad Shimon V'yabin, Ishtoi. Shimon, the brother that was alive the same time Ruvein was alive, and Ruvein died without any children, so Shimon went and was Miyabin, his wife, married his wife now. And Shimon has a second wife also. Now Now Shimon dies without any children. Now both of these two wives fall in front of Levi now to be Miyabim. Because Levi was born after Ruvein died, but Lamaisa Levi is Shimon's brother. Now the Locher is Shteyem Peturis. Both these two Noshim, Apota Levi, cannot be Miyabim, either one of them. Lefi She'eshes Ruvein, She'nisas L'Shimon Asur L'Levi. Because Shimon already was Miyabin Ruvein's wife. Now Ruvein's wife is called Eshes Ach, Nogeya to Levi. So it's called an Erva. That Levi can't marry that lady, because that lady was once before married to his brother. The Yonish Kora Leha, and his Nisa Kora's for him to marry her. Lefish Eshes Ach the Kora's, Keshara Royis. Really, your brother's wife is also for you to marry the Zechir Kora's. It says in Issacharis by your brother's wife. Now, uvamaka mitzvah yibum, when is a mitzvah yibum involved, that means kishemesh b'lei bonim, when your brother died without any children, shayi rachmona. This is the only case the Torah said, now you're allowed to go marry your brother's wife. And there's a mitzvah to do it. In a case where your brother died without any children, even though really his wife should be also to use, he's an eshafach, and we'll see later, some Mishonim learn the whole mitzvah is to go and marry that Erev of the Eshesach. When she has an Issa Eshesach on you, now there's a mitzvah to go marry her. Shai Rachmona. Now, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, V'eishes Ochiv, Shlohoye Balomoi, Shemeis Koidim Leidosoi, that now Ruvein died before Levi was even born. So in such a case, Ruvein's wife never had a din mitzvah yibum to Levi. The Torah never gave a heter for Ruvein's wife that Levi should marry her. There's still, because the Pasuk says in the parasha of Yibum, Ki yeshvu achim yachtov, when you have two brothers living together. That means, Shohoi solem yeshiva achas berlam. They were living at the same time. If you have two brothers living at the same time, now if one brother dies, there's a mitzvah Yibum, you should marry his wife. But over here, when Reuven was married to his wife, Levi was not alive. So when Levi is born, Reuven died already. Now, Reuven's wife, but as soon as Levi's born, Lamaisa, that wife is also to Levi now, because that wife was once called Eshes Achiv. It was once his brother's Reuven's wife. And the Torah says, you're not allowed to marry your brother's wife. Only when there's a het yibum. Now, since Levi was first born after Reuven died, there's no mitzvah yibum. Because the Torah says, Ki yeshvu achim yachtov. There's only a mitzvah yibum of two brothers are living at the same time. But here that Levi was first born after Reuven died, so there's never a mitzvah now for Levi to be miyabe Reuven's wife. Therefore, Reuven's wife now is an erva to Levi. Levi is never allowed to marry Reuven's wife. She's an erva of Eshesach, because she never had a het yibum. So now that the second brother Shimon was alive when Reuven was alive, so the second brother Shimon married Reuven's wife, he's allowed to because of the mitzvah Yibum. But when Shimon dies, and now that wife that was first Reuven's wife
falls to Levi, Levi can't be Miyavma now. Because even though there's a second Mitzvah Yibam now, but I'll call upon her from the first marriage of Reuven, she has the same Eshet Achanor, that Levi is not allowed to marry her. So therefore, since there's no Mitzvah Yibam now from Levi to that wife, Eshet Reuven, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, even though Shimon has married his second wife now, Levi cannot be Miyavim, Shimon's second wife either. Since he can't be Miyabim, the first wife of Eshes Reuven, he can't marry the second wife either. Rashi ends off, Hilkach, Mi Shemes Reuven, when Reuven died, Nesra Levi Yisur Oilam, Ki Eshes Ash Shesh Lebonim. Reuven's wife now, if you look at it towards Levi, Levi is never allowed to marry her. There's no mitzvah Yibum for Levi to marry her, so she remains just like your brother had children, that his wife is also to Yisroelam. Even though now, even though your brother Shimon married her, Machmas Mitzvah Yibam, and you're alive the same time Shimon is, still you're not allowed to marry that wife. Because that wife was once married to your first brother Reuven, and that's an Isra Ever, and you never had a Mitzvah Yibam on that wife, therefore she remains Asa to you. And the Chiddush of our Mishnah is that, Ukishem Shiyasur Alei, just like that wife is also to you, Kach Tzorosa, the second wife, Eisha Shimon, that Shimon married a second wife, Acheras Asura, she's also also to you. Tiafunu Lekamon, Akol Aroyas, Aimdemola Bekoris, Shenafu Lefona Leibum, Imsurasayim, Sheshtayim Pturis. This we'll learn in the Gemara, like we said, the whole Yisrael of the Mishnah, that when you have two wives falling to you, if one of them is also to you, the second one is also also. And if you do marry them, Yechayiv Koris, Shemeyacha Shepotrin Hakosiv, since the Torah said there's no mitzvah Yibum, is Oimdus Olav the Isser Eshasach, Shesh Tabonim, tis an Isser Erva now, Lamaisa, she's your brother's wife, and you're not allowed to marry your brother's wife. The only time you have a right to marry her if there is a mitzvah Yibum. And in these cases that the wife has an Isser Erva to you, there's no mitzvah Yibum on her, well, Dashem Sukim on the second wife, there's also no Mitzvah Yibam. And since there's no Mitzvah Yibam here, she remains with an Issa Koros to you, she was your brother's wife, and you're not allowed to marry her. So that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah says, again, Eishas Achiv, your brother's wife, Shloi Hoya Balamai. You, Levi, was not alive when your brother Reuven was alive, so his wife is always also for you to marry. Then the last one of the Mishnah is the Kalosai, your daughter-in-law. You have a son that got married, and then even though your son died, and let's say your brother now married her, your brother was allowed to marry your daughter-in-law, and now if your brother dies, you're not allowed to marry your daughter-in-law. Shrashi de Kalosoi, your son got married, Shemes Benoi, and then your son died, Vinosa Achiv, and now your brother married her, is Kalosi Asur L'Olam, your daughter-in-law is Asif for you to L'Olam. Even after your brother dies, you're not allowed to marry your daughter-in-law. V'yafidu L'Yacha Mises Benoi, even after your son dies, that's also an Issa Koros Loila, that you're never allowed to marry her. So now that your brother married her, and then your brother dies, so Lamaisa, you're not allowed to marry her because she was once your son-in-law, your daughter-in-law. So therefore, the same way you can't marry her, if he has another brother, another wife, if your brother has a second wife, there's no Mitzvah Yibum on the second wife either. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That when one wife is also to you, automatically the second one is also also. So Mishnah says now, Harei Elo Peturois Tzoraseim, any one of these 15 Noshim, if your brother is married to them and to another wife, both wives are potter from Yibin. V'tzoras Tzoraseim, the Mishnah will soon explain what that means, a second degree, a second time, Tzoras, Mina Chalitza Mina Yibin. You're potter from the Mitzvah Chalitza and from the Mitzvah Yibin. Like the Torah did not give a Mitzvah Yibin here. Ad Seif Oilam. It will go on and on and on, like the Mishnah will soon explain. Now the Mishnah says, what about the Chulam in Nesu? Let's say again, your brother was married to your daughter. And your brother had two wives. He married your daughter, and he also married a different lady. Now let's say your daughter died first. So the Maisa, after your daughter died, your brother was only married to one wife. And then your brother died, Avada, there would be a Mitzvah Yibam. Because at the time when your brother dies, he's only married now to one wife. And that wife you're allowed to marry, so there would be a Mitzvah Yibam. The Kulam, all these 15 Noshim, in Nesu, if they died first, before your brother died, or else Oimirnu, let's say they were only Ketanim when they got married, they didn't have a father,
And therefore, the lacha is, if you get married when you're a katana, if your mother married you off or your brother, you're allowed to say mien, means just say goodbye to her. You don't have to give a get. You're allowed to say goodbye to your husband. So now the same thing, that let's say your daughter, that was a katana, was married off to your brother, and then she said goodbye to your brother. So now, when your brother dies, it's like he's not married to your daughter. So therefore, the other wife would have a mrs. Yidam. Oynis Garsha, like mean and Gershon is the same thing. Oynis Garsha, your daughter again was married to your brother, and your brother gave her a get. So Maisa, now he's not married to her anymore. So at the time when your brother dies, if he only has one other wife, of course there is a Mrs. Yibim on that wife. Oyshinimsa Islandis. Let's say we find out she's an Islandis. Islandis means like an isle, she can't give birth. The isle is like the Lashon Zohar, but she can't give birth. We find out later she's an Islandis. So Pasha, the Svar is an idleness is a Mekech Tois. We find out later that your daughter is an idleness, so when your brother married your daughter, it was really like a Mekech Tois. He didn't really want to marry a lady that can't give birth in certain cases. So therefore, it's considered like your brother was never married to her. So therefore, if your brother wasn't married to her, so of course, if he has a second wife, there would be a Mrs. Yibam on the second wife. So in these cases, the Mishnah says, Sarasei Mutaris, if your brother had a second wife, since you already got rid of the first one that was nearer to you, so now when your brother died, he only had one other wife. Of course, Mutaris, there is a mitzvah yibum. So Rashi says like this: V'chulan shemesu means shemesu bita, your daughter that your brother was married to died first. Koydim liyochiv, oymiyano, or else your daughter gave me and said goodbye to him. V'echim mishkaras lo mien. How do we find mien saying like I don't want you anymore? The bitoi, I have a rehu kain. The question is by your own daughter, if the father is alive, the father could marry you off midiraisa, and then she can't just say goodbye to her husband. Then she has to have a get. Usually the case of mien is where there's no father around. And then we say if the mother marries off a daughter, the mother has no right to marry off midiraisa. So the kedushin is not chal midiraisa, it's only the rabbonic kedushin. On the rabbonin, there's a kula that when she's a katana, she could just say goodbye to her husband. So here the question is, on your own daughter, since the father's alive, how could she be mamayim? So Rashi said there's a case, kagoyin sheviya hasiyala liyechod. V'nizgasha, first you married her off once, and she got a get from her first husband. Kishi katana, when she was still only 10 years old. V'shuvayin leviya reshuspo. The law is, if the father married off his daughter once, and she got a get, now the father doesn't have any more permission to marry her off. V'holcho v'nistas liyochiv. And now she went and got married to your brother, the Yoyd Katana, when she was a Katana, that Kedushin is only Midrabonin. And Kolzimach is only married Midrabonin, the Yotzeb Mian. When she wants to say goodbye to your brother, all she has to do is just say goodbye, she's me and him, and that's it, there's no more Kedushin. So, if she does it, Namaisa now your brother's not married to her even Midrabonin, and maybe if your brother dies now, there's a mitzvah Yibim on the other wife. Right. Then the Mishnah says you should just know viato yochuloima, but you can't say the chamoisa by your mother-in-law. Uviyein chamois, your mother-in-law's mother. Uviyein chom, if your father-in-law's mother, shenim to islandess. That you can't say she's an islandess because she gave birth. She has a daughter. When Nisha gives birth, you can't call her an islandess anymore. Oishemino, because you can't have the case that they say me and they said goodbye to the husband, because since they gave birth already, we're going now. A katana can't give birth. So since it's your mother-in-law that gave birth to your wife, so of course she's already a gedolah already, and of course she's now an idleness. So these two cases you can't have by your mother-in-law and by your mother's mother-in-law, by your father-in-law's mother. So Rashi says, Shekhval Yoldu, because they gave birth already. Meyacha Kredim Shinistus, before he got married to them. Yeah. Hilkach love islandess here, therefore she's not called an islandess. And me and also you can't have. Exactly the case about islandess, exactly why an islandess is not called Kedushin, that will seem the Gemara more. Why not? The Mishnah is just saying, though, if you find out that your daughter or any one of these 15 Noshim are an islandess, so the Svaris said that now your brother's Kedushin was never Chalvatha, it was like a Nekach Tois, your brother wasn't married to her, so really your brother was only married to the other wife. And the other wife you're allowed to marry, therefore there would be a mitzvah yibam. Now the Mishnah explains itself. Keitzad poiter sarasayim. What does it mean that if you're married to one of these 15 noshim that are also to you, she also frees the tzara, the second wife? That means, let's say, hoisa bitoy, if your daughter, oyachas mikola royaselu, your mother-in-law, your mother-in-law's mother, nesuyas liyochid, was married to your brother. In the case that your brother is allowed to marry your mother-in-law, your mother-in-law, face the husband died, and now your brother marries her. V'loy ishacheris, and your brother-in-law also has a second wife. Umeis, and now your brother dies. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is kishem shebitoy ptura, just like you're not allowed to be miyavin your own daughter, because she's an erva to you. There's a chayiv koris. If you marry her, kach tzarasa ptura. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. The second wife your brother is married to, really there should have been a mitzvah yibum. You're allowed to marry her, but that's a chiddush that since the other wife, you can't be miyabim, she's your daughter, she's your mother-in-law. So since you don't have mitzvah yibim by one of them, automatically the mitzvah yibim goes off the second one also. And we'll see in the Gemara, we're dashing the dash in a pasuk, how we know it's potter. There's a lot of terror about this, we'll see in the Gemara. That says, shame shebita ptura, shreya suraloi, v'yein shame ach elohu, v'yein shem ach elohu, you're the only brother. Is kach tzarosa p'tura kliyalt v'gemara. We're not from Sukkim in the Gemara that the other wife is also potter. Now, what's going to be the Gemara says, holchot tzaras bitoy v'nistas liyochiv. Hasheni. Let's say there were three brothers involved. Three brothers were alive. He had Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Now, Shimon married Reuven's daughter. And he had a second wife also. So Shimon was married to Reuven's daughter and to another wife. And Shimon died. So Reuven can't be miyav any one of the two wives. Because since Reuven, one of them is Reuven's daughter, so Reuven can't be miyav either one of the two. Ma'ashen came the brother Levi. Levi is allowed to be miyav Shimon's two wives. Because both of them are muta to Levi. So what's going to be now? Levi went ahead and was miyav the second wife of Shimon. Not Reuven's daughter, but Levi went ahead and was miyav Shimon's second wife. That's the case. That Levi, the third brother now, married Shimon's wife, not Reuven's daughter, but the second wife. Yeah. V'holchot tzoras bitoy, means with the second wife to Shimon. V'nistas liyochiv, Levi now married the second wife of Shimon. Liyochiv asheni, v'lo yishacheris, and Levi also has a second wife now. Umeis, and now Levi dies. And now the only brother still alive is the first Reuven's alive. So now the chiddush is, Kishem shet saras bitoy peturon, just like when Levi was miyavin Shimon's second wife. So Shimon's second wife is also to Reuven. Because at that time, Reuven, his daughter, was the second wife of Shimon. So the first Mishnah said that just like the daughter is potter from Yibum, Huadin, his second wife, is also potter from Yibum. So Negeya to Reuven, we look as if that second wife was Neshetach. It has an Issa Erev of an Eshetach with no Heter of Yibum. So you wanted to marry her. So now when your second brother Levi married her, Lamaisa, she's an Erev to Reuven. She still has the Issa Eshetach Nageya to Reuven. So even though Levi was married to two wives, to this Tzora of Reuven's daughter, and also to a second wife, but Lamaisa, the Tzora, the second wife of Shimon, is called an Eshetach Nageya to Reuven. So just like Reuven now cannot be miyabim that second wife of Shimon, he could also not be miyabim Levi's second wife either. That's the chiddush of Tzoras Tzarasa. Mamish keeps on going down the line. And it's the same yisoid, there's one yisoid here. That mitzvah yibum is, it's your brother's wife. And really your brother's wife is an erva. But certain times the Torah gives you a heter, a mitzvah yibum to marry her. When you're allowed to marry her, she's not an erva, there's a mitzvah to do it. Whenever you're not allowed to marry, and there's no mitzvah yibum on that lady, whenever the mitzvah yibum is taken away for whatever reason it is, because she's a tzara or any reason, she remains with the ista erva of Eshetach. She remains with the erva of your brother's wife. So once at any time you weren't allowed to be miyabim her, that lady, she remains with the ista of Eshetach. So when Reuven couldn't marry Shimon's second wife, that second wife is called an Eshetach to Reuven. Even though now Levi marries her, when Levi dies, Reuven is not allowed to marry that second wife. Because that second wife, Negeya to Reuven, remains with the Erev of Eshetach. And any time when your brother had two wives, that one wife is an Erev to you, automatically the second wife also remains an Erev to you. So now the second wife of Levi would also be called an Eshetach to you, that you can never marry. And Ad Eila means, let's say there was a fourth brother. And now the fourth brother marries the second wife.
and again he dies, and again it falls back to Reuven. It goes ad oilam that Reuven is never allowed to marry any one of those wives of his brothers. Because since at one time he was no mitzvah yibum, when there's no mitzvah yibum to you, that wife remains with the Isser of Eshetach, as if he had a son. Just like if your brother dies and he has a son, you're never allowed to marry his wife. So whenever there's no mitzvah yibum, she remains with the Isser Eshetach. So that's the Chiddush. Yeah. Even if it keeps on going on and on and on. Ketzad, in Meisutz, that's from the Mishnah. Now, Ketzad, what's the Pshan Lehen part of the Mishnah before? It says that in Meisutz, or a Seyim Mutaris, let's say your daughter dies, then you're allowed to marry the second wife. That means, Hoysa, Bitoy, Oyachas, Mikol, Aroyas, Elu, Nesuyas, Liyachit. Let's say your brother married your daughter, or else your brother married your mother-in-law, or he married your brother's wife from the same sister, from the same mother. Your brother was married to one of these 15 nashim that you can't marry. V'lo yishacheres, and your brother had another wife also. Now, meisa bitoy, let's say first that your daughter dies, or nizgarsh, or else you give her a get, or any one of these 15 nashim that you can't marry. If first they die, or first your brother gives them a get, the Yachakach Meis, and then your brother first dies. So at the time when your brother is dying, he's only married to one lady that you're allowed to marry, is Yachakach Meis Achiv, Sarasa Mutaris, then you're allowed to marry his wife. Because at the time when your brother died, he wasn't married anymore to your daughter. He wasn't married anymore to your mother-in-law. So at the time when your brother died, you're allowed to marry his wife. So therefore there's a mitzvah yibum. Then the Mishnah ends off, V'chol ha-yecholo lemoyin. Any time, let's say, one of these 15 Noshim that your brother was married to, they weren't married midiraisa. Let's say like your daughter is still a katana. And again, we said that first you married her off once and she got a get. Now the father can't marry her off anymore. So now your brother went to marry her. She's only married to him, only midirabonin, not midiraisa. And your brother had a second wife also. And now your brother dies. So it's like this. Midiraisa, there's a mitzvah given to you that you should be miyabin, second wife. What happened? Your brother was married to your daughter only midirabonin. Midiraisa, he wasn't married to her because she's a katana. But your brother has a second wife, a gedola. So midiraisa, your brother is only married to the older wife. When your brother dies, there's a mitzvah for you to be miyabin her. But midirabonin, though, you can't be miyabin her because midirabonin, your brother was married to your daughter also. And since your brother was married to your daughter, so just like your daughter, there's no mitzvah yibmon, there's no mitzvah yibmon, the second wife either. So what do you do in such a case? That midiraisa, there is a mitzvah yibmon, it's only midirabonin that your daughter was a katana, was married to your brother. What do you do in such a case like that? So Misha says, v'chol ha'yichol lemoin. Any time when your brother was married to these erevers, that's only your kedushin midirabonin, that means that they could get rid of them just by saying goodbye, and your brother, and she did not get rid of your brother. So at the time when your brother died, he was married midirabonin to one of these 15 nashim. The locheris sarosa chaletzis loymis yabemis. In such a case, there is a mitzvah yibum because midiraisa, your brother is only married to the older wife, not to the younger one. So there is a mitzvah yibum here. So therefore, you have to give a chalitza. But to marry her, we'll see in the Gemara midirabonin, it's also to marry her. There's a maris ayin involved. Midrabbanan, they don't want you to be miyabim, your brother's second wife. Because since midrabbanan is a marriage sign, it looks like your brother was married to your daughter. Good was only midrabbanan. She was a katana. But a co-partner, they were living together. So it looks like your brother was married to your daughter. So if you're going to go and be miyabim, the second wife, people are going to think you're allowed to be miyabim at Sarah Serva. So since Lamaisa, you were married to a midrabbanan, the rabbanan made a din that chaletzes loy misyabemis. You only have to give a chalitza, like she can't get married to somebody else. Midiraisa, zikr is chal, there is a mitzvah yibum. But I call upon him to make the yibum, there's maris sayinatu. Therefore, the Mishnah says the din is chaletzes, only give chalitza and your potter from yibum. So, the Gemara. Michti, kulu meyachos isha yafina. How do we know that you say now that if your brother was married to an isha, that's an erva, that you can't be miyabma? How do I know that? Like in Svara, I should say just the opposite. Just like your brother's wife, you're really not allowed to marry her. She's an eshesach. Still, the Torah says if your brother dies without children, there's a mitzvah to marry her. So
So maybe even if she's another Erev also, even if she's your own daughter, like, so what? In Svara, I should say, even though your brother got married to your daughter, but when your brother dies without a wife, there should still be a mitzvah to marry her. Lachim shein liyachiv. How do we know that if your brother's wife is an erva, you're not allowed to marry her? So we learn it out by achos isha, from your wife's sister, Yafinin. The Rashi says, michti, kula arroyis, ma'ashev turus min ayibum, mi achos isha yafinin kam mishmaitin. We learn it out from Sukkim that it says, by your wife's sister. It says over there, you're not allowed to marry your wife's sister, litzra, even in the case where they come to have two wives. So we'll see with Hashem Sukkim later, the Pasuk is saying, even b'makom mitzvas yibum, even in the case where your brother was married to your wife's sister, you're allowed to do that. Two brothers marry two sisters, and then your brother dies, the Torah says you're not allowed to be miyabim her. Since l'maisa, your brother's wife is your wife's sister, you're not allowed to marry her. So that's how we learn out that if your brother's wife is an erva to you, there's no mitzvas yibum. We learn it out from the case of your wife's sister. Kula miyachos ishi yafinun, from your wife's sister. So for the Gemara, so list miyachos isha breisha. That should have been the first case in the Mishnah, because by that parasha of not to marry your sister's, your wife's sister, that's what we learn out that even though your brother married her and now your brother died, there's no mitzvah yibum. So that's the yisod of our whole Mishnah, that when your brother's wife is an erva to you, you're not allowed to marry her. There's no mitzvah yibum. So it should have said, Achos Isha first in the Mishnah. How come it starts off with Bitoi? Wasn't start off right away with your wife's sister? For the Gemara V'chitain, maybe you want to answer like this. Hataya Tono Chumre Chumre Noket. Hatan the Mishnah wants to say the Ervis that has the biggest einish, the biggest punishment. So more Chomedika Averis, that's what he wants to say first. For Rabbi Shimoni, maybe our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon Shita, the Yoma Sreifa Chamura. So machlokes whether sreifa or whether skila or sreifa is mochamer. Rabbi Shimon holds sreifa is the worst misa there is. So maisa, if you live with your own daughter, you chayiv sreifa. So mela, the worst erva there is, the biggest einish there is living with your own daughter. Then you chayiv sreifa. So maybe that's why the Mishnah starts off with bitoy. It wants to start off telling us the erva that's the most chamer, you shouldn't marry her. So if it starts off with bitoy, then that's the chayiv sreifa. Rashi says, Rav Shimoni, the Yomar Peridal Misas, Sreifa Chamura. Rav Shimon Shita is that the worst Misa there is, the worst Misas Bezin there is when Bezin has to burn somebody. Burning there means that they throw down hot lead down your throat. That's what it means. Ulochi Torna Reisha Bitoi, Ubas Bitoi, Kulad Eim Chamoda Sreifa. Because all the first few that it says in the Mishnah, if you marry them, you chayiv Sreifa. For the Mori Hochi, that's the pshat why the Mishnah starts off with bitoy, because it's a chaymer of sreifa. Listening chamois of reishoy, it should have said your mother-in-law first. The ikka sreifa b'chamois k'siva. When the Torah says you live with somebody, chayiv sreifa. So for the ikka, the Torah says by chamoisoy, by your mother-in-law. The drashi b'chamois k'siv. V'ish asher yikach es isha v'es ima. The Torah says if you take a wife and then you take her mother, your mother-in-law, zimahi v'es yisrafu. Here's the first time the Torah says clearly, Zimahi Be'esh Yisrafu. It says if you marry your mother-in-law after you married your wife, now you go live with your mother-in-law, it says Yechai Yisrafu. So the Mishnah is saying cases of Bitoy, that Yechai Yisrafu, it should have said your mother-in-law first. Because the Ikka place the Torah says Yisrafu is by your mother-in-law. V'yoyd, another kasha we have, that's John the Mishnah. Bosa chamoisoi, after the Mishnah talks about chamoisoi, about your mother-in-law and about your bito, your chayiv sreifa, listening kalosoi. Then it should have said your daughter-in-law. Why is your daughter-in-law said last in the Mishnah? Kalosoi, your daughter-in-law, should have been second. Why? To bosa sreifa skila chamura. Because after the einish of sreifa, the next most hardest punishment there is skila. And if you live with your daughter-in-law, you get skila. The other one, you only get chenik. So Mizrahi should have said, Kalosai second. So this can't be the reason of the Mishnah, why the Mishnah says this Seder, because it wants to say the more Chalmedika ones first. It's not in the right order anyway. El Elimor says like this, Bitoi, your daughter. And like Rashi said in the Mishnah, your daughter here doesn't mean from your wife. It means that you stam live with a lady, and you had her, and she became pregnant. Now that daughter, since the Mishnah, you're the father, you're not allowed to marry her. How do we know this? It doesn't say in the Torah clearly. We learn it from drushes. Kivon diyastim midrusha, since we only know it from drushes, is chavivalei. That's very chav to the Tanna of the Mishnah. Hey, something that the chum themselves have to go and darsh in the Torah, and from drushes they learn now what the Torah means, that's very dear to them. That's why the Mishnah starts off with bitoy. The issa that you're not allowed to marry your daughter through znus. If you live with a lady and you had a daughter, you're not allowed to marry her, that's only from drushes. That's why it's chaviv. That's why it says it first. Rashi says, "Kivan yas midrasha liyaser all of chaviv leletana v'yakad mivreisha lekam aforish lo." So we'll explain what the drushes are. For the Gemara.